Aleph. We're on the bottom of Zion Amud Aleph. Tashmish Hamita the Ikra in Inui Minolon. How do you know the Tashmish Hamita is called Inui? Yosiv im ta'anez benosai, v'im pikach noshim al benosai. Right, Laban told Yaakov, don't afflict my daughters and don't take other women in addition to them. Im ta'ana mitashmish. The ta'ana was to deny them marital relations. So you see that not having marital relations is called inui. V'im tikach mitzoros. And imtikach means don't take other women in addition to them. Mercer says ve'ema idi v'idi mitzoros, and maybe both of them are talking about tzoros, right? Don't afflict them by taking tzoros. Mercer says miksiv imtikach v'imtikach, two separate things. It's not imtikach is explaining what the inui is, but it's two separate things. Inui is one thing, and the imtikach is a separate thing. The ema idi the idi mitzoros, chad letzoros the day, the chad letzoros the asin lemialma. No, maybe the first inui is talking about not making Bila and Zilpa equal wives, and the second is not taking other women. Where it says dumya, and it would be dumya dimsikach. They're both talking about taking tzoros. I don't be ma'ana them. How? By taking tzoros. Not that it's an explanation, but it's a separate thing. Don't take tzoros, meaning don't make Bila and Zilpa equal, and don't take other tzoros. Where it says, miksiv im tikach the im ta'ane, doesn't say im tikach and then im ta'ane, it says it's the opposite order, im ta'ane the im tikach tziv. Rashi will explain very clearly what the shaklavatari is. Rashi. Im ta'ane mitashmish lahashbis onosam, not to have marital relations is called inui. Im tikach mitzoros ishbiyo kemashmo shelo yosif len tzoros, and im tikach anoshim acherim, don't take other wives on them. Ve'ema idi v'idi b'tzoros miksiv im tikach v'im tikach zi. Ve'ema idi v'idi mitzoros chad b'tzoros idei v'chad b'tzoros de'asim l'mi'alma dumya d'v'im tikach miksiv im tikach v'im tana im tana v'im tikach zi. Hachi perusha. This is the way to explain the shaklavataria. The ema idi v'idi mitzoros. Both of them are talking about tzoros. The hachikomer im tana es benosai likach noshim alehem. Right, and it's both. It's one thing. Don't be ma'ana my daughters by taking other wives. Mar says mikshiv im tana. Then it would be a perish im tikach the lahave im tikach perished im tana. The im tikach is a separate thing. Mil sachrisi. The ema idi v'idi mitzoros chad v'tzoros idei. Okay, so maybe it's not all tzoros the same. It's two different kinds of tzoros. Shlo yasa bila v'zilpa gviro shavas lahem. First one ilo sane means don't afflict them by making their shvachos equal to them. V'hader ashbe eim tikach noshim dahainu tzoros ta'asin levaser hachim me'alm. And then secondly he said, and don't take other women. That would make sense that both are similar. The inui and the imtikach are similar things. Or it says, no, miksi the imtikach the imsana, then it should say the opposite order. Tzoros the alma, cautious leminari shalom. First you made of tanai, don't take other women. And not only that, don't even make Bila and Zilpa equal. But not don't ask for the, what's it called, for the, more difficult thing afterward. Bereisha havei lelashbui atzoros di alma, v'hadar havei lelashbui atzoros di dei. Not only shouldn't you do something really bad to my daughters, don't even do something minimally bad. But not the other order. Don't do something minimally bad, and not only that, don't do something terribly bad. That's not the right order. V'lo mishtoi inish hochi laziro tchila al hakal ulevesof al hakosh. It's not normal first to say the easy thing, and then, and not only that, don't do the bad thing either. Okay. Omele rapop labai, hotashmish gufikri mi inui. No, maybe adarava. Maybe it means, what's it called, that you should have tashmish, because having tashmish is called an inui. Tichsi vayishka voso vayaneho. Right? The bia itself was an inui. Omarlei hosam she ino mi bios acheros. The way Rashi learns is, ino mi bios acheros is that once he lived with her, she got a taiva for him. and he then refrained from having other relations with her. And that was the inui. The inui wasn't the relations he had. It was the relations he didn't have with her. Rashi, mibios acheros, shahoysa misavelo. She wanted, she got the taiva to, what's it called, to live with him. And as long as he kept her captive, he didn't live with her again. So that was the inui of not having relations. Right? And I heard some say the pshat is that vayishkav osa vayaneho is shlokederech. And that's an inui. The bia shlokederech is an inui. The kashili imkain aimwein ta'anes banos ainomihachi ashbei shloyana osumi biyasacheres. Maybe that was what Yaakov Avinu told, what's it called, that's what Lavan told Yaakov. Don't live my daughters in an unnatural way. Right? So other mefarshim say that's not a kasha. Lavan knew Yaakov was a tzaddik. He wasn't going to live with them in an unnatural way. So that wasn't something that Lavan even imagined that Yaakov would do. He was more afraid that he would take other wives. It should have said he was ma'ana her with bios acheros, not mi bios acheros. So the Pashup Shabbos last year, she says, like he learns, that it means that he didn't live with her, and that was the inui. Others say that, what's it called, that tashmish is called an inui when it's onus, when it's, what's it called, when it's forced, then it's an inui. Or by a basula, it's called an inui. But otherwise, tashmish is not called an inui. And that's that she'ino mibio sacheros either means shalokaderech, or it means it was the onus, or it was in the case of basula. Okay. Tana Rabban. Also lirchotz miktsas gufo kechol gufo. You're not allowed to wash on Yom Kippur part of your body just as much as your whole body. And some Rishonim learn that the whole body is doraisa. Part of the body is only derabbanan. And that's why they were makel by part of the body to be mater in various cases, like we'll see. And others learned that the whole thing is only derabbanan. V'imhoyim aluchlech betit uvetzor rochitz kedarko v'enochoshesh. If you're dirty, you're allowed to wash off the place that's dirty, because it's only rechitza shel tainug that's osur, not stam rechitza. Osur losuch mixus gufo kechol gufo. Not allowed to anoint part of your body just like your whole body. But if you're a chola, or you had pimples or whatever, and you needed to put on a oil for an ointment, then you can do it normal, right? According to the pshat, that doraisa is the whole body. You can't do it on your whole body. You can only, do it on a portion of your body, because that's the rabbanan, and the rabbanan were matar in these cases. But your whole body would still be osur. According to the other pshat, it's all the rabbanan. Doesn't make a difference if it's your whole body or part of your body. If it's not latainug, it should be mutter. There's also machlokas rishonim by sicha. By rechitza, it says you don't have to be a chola. It's just if you're not doing it, l'shem tainug is good enough. But by sicha, it says if you're a chola or you're a chatotim, right, there's another reason. It's not just you're not doing it l'shem tainug, you're doing it for another purpose. But what about where it's no other purpose, but you're not doing it l'shem tainug? Would that be mutter by sikh or naz machlokas rishonim? Tana devei Menashe, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, madicha ishi yoda achas b'mayim v'nosenes pas latinok, v'enoch osheshes. Woman's allowed to wash one of her hands in water. Rashi learns it means netilas yadayim shachris, and give it to a child, because you can't touch anything and eat it before you wash netilas yadayim shachris. And since she's not doing it l'shem tainug, doing it l'shem nekius, so it's mutter. Tosfos, so let's see Rashi first. Madicha es yada l'fi sheruach roa shor alechem anilkach biyadayim shel notan shachris. If you touch food before you wash your hands shachris, it's what's it called? It puts a ruach roa. The shem ashed shivsa. The name of the shade that what's it called? That is. That is on your hands in the morning. Rashi says it's called shivsa. My time or Rabbi Mishum shivsa. Because if you don't wash your hands in the morning and you touch the bread, because the shade is on it and it's going to damage the child. Tosfos says no. Washing your hands in the morning is because of ruach ro. It's not because of shivsa. And that you're allowed to do even if you don't defeat a child. That's just like any nikias. Just like you're allowed to wash your hands if they're dirty, you're allowed to wash your hands if they're spiritually dirty. The Shiv says even after you wash your hands in the morning, right, you can't, give food to a child without washing your hands again. And that special thing of Shivsa, and he says, and that we're not knowing Bizman Hazeh to be Choshesh for, because that shade doesn't exist anymore. In the places we are, that shade is not around. So, to wash, Dafka, to feed children, to wash, even after you wash Netilas Shadayim Shachris, they used to do, today that doesn't apply. To wash Shachris, according to Tosas, even without having to give to children, is mutter, because it's like washing your hands from being dirty. Tan Rabban, haholich lahakbil pnei aviv, o pnei rabo, o pnei misha gadol mimenu, over at savoro b'mayim veino choshesh. You're going to greet your father, your rebbe, or somebody greater than you, so you're allowed, as a mitzvah to greet them, so you're allowed to walk up to your neck in water, and there's no problem of washing, because you're not doing it l'shem tainuk. E boyalu, haravi chol talmud mai, what about the rav to go see his talmud? There's no mitzvah over here. Stop. Or anybody. You want to go visit somebody. There's no mitzvah. The person's not a gadol mimcha. Toshma, domer of Yitzvah bar Barchana, anor chazise l'ze'iri da'ozul l'gabi rabchia barashi talmide. Right? I saw Ze'iri go and greet rabchia barashi, his student. And he went in the water on Yom Kippur for that. Ravashi omra hu rabchia barashi hadi. Who? The Ozel Gabi Ze'iri. No, you made a mistake. Right? You saw the two people meet, but the Talmud was going to the Rebbe. Rav Chia Barashi was going to Gabi Ze'iri. Rabbe. Rava Sharlev Ne'ever Yamino Lemevra B'mayel Ture Peri. Right? Rava was Mater B'Ne'ever Yamino, name of a place, to go through water in order to go and watch their Peris on Yom Kippur. L'chara, they were involved in watching their Peris. They must have been in danger or whatever. Omele Abayila Rava, Tanya the Messiah. Baya said, I have a brisa that says that you're allowed to go in water even for things like this. Shomre Peiros overnat Savor and Bemayim Vein Choshishim. Shomre Peiros on Yom Kippur are allowed to, what's it called, go until their neck into water, and they've got no problem. Rav Yosef Shorilahu Livne Beitar Bulamevra Bemayim Lemesi Lepirka Lemesel Loshorilahu. Rav Yosef permitted his Talmidim, Beitarbu, to come on Yom Kippur. They used to have a shir. By Ger, they learned on Yom Kippur. They used to have a shir on Yom Kippur. So he permitted them to come to the shir, to go through water, but not to go home. Didn't let them go away from the shir, was to go back from the shir through water. We'll get to it. Omele Abaya, in Cain, Atomach Shilin, Lassin Lovo. You don't let them go home, they won't come. Therefore some say he permitted them to come and to go. I understand why they can come to the shir, why can they go home? In order that if you don't let them go home, they won't come the next time. Okay, so they ask Rafael's kash, two kashas, first of all. How can you go into water? Here it's mashal, up to your neck means not your whole body. It would be more in mashma like the shita that your whole body is doraisa. And that's also even shalol l'shem tainug. Nixas gufo, they asher only l'shem tainug, and therefore it's not l'shem tainug, it's mutter. Others say amad savaro means even till your head. You're not going to go underwater, right? You have to go underwater to get to your rebbe, you're not going to get there, right? So, it's not talking about for a few seconds underwater. It means if that's how deep it is, forget it, right? Unless you have scuba diving equipment, you're not going to get there. So there's a few other problems. One is schita. How can you wet your clothing? We're afraid that you'll, squeeze it out. So some say it's talking about leather clothing, where there's no problem. Others say that we're not afraid, since you're going clothed, we're not afraid that you're going to squeeze out the clothing. Others ask, l'chora shriyosan hi kibusan. Just soaking clothing in water is also because of kibus. So you say that, some say that's only if the clothing are dirty. Then it's also. But stam clean clothing, you don't say shriyosan kibusan. That's one shita, so we show them. Another shita is that it's not derech kibus. Derech kibus is not to put yourself in the washing machine. It's to put your clothes in the washing machine. And therefore wearing them in the water is not, you don't say shriyosan hi kibusan. And like we said, some say it's talking about leather clothing. So So there is no Seishriya Ikibus. Okay. Rav Yehuda, Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yehuda, Havikaimi Aguda de Nar Papa, Amavra de Chatzdad, right? Rav Yehuda and Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yehuda were standing on the bank of the river Papa, and some have the gears of the Nar Pros, in the place where it crossed to Chatzdad. Vavikoromi bar Papa mehach gisa. Right, and Rami bar Papa was standing on the other side of the river. Rami lehu kala yelled at them, "Mal lemevad lemeisel gabaych lemisha shmeisa." I want to ask you a kashan learning. I can't yell it to the other side of the river. Can I come over the river to ask you a question? Omer le Rav Yehuda, Ravu Shmuel damri tarvayu over. Ravu Shmuel, both hold. You're allowed to go. What's it called? Through the river. And over the brook, or through the river, what's it called, in order to, what's it called, to ask a shayla. This was on Yom Kippur. Uvilvad shelo yotzi yodo mitachas chafas chaluka. As long as you don't take your hand out of your beged and pick the beged up over, so on Shabbos, it was on Shabbos. Take up your beged and put it over your shoulder and wear it like that. In other words, that you pick up the beged, right, so it doesn't get wet, and you wear it on your shoulder. That's also because that's not called wearing; that's called carrying. Ika di amrei omer le Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yehuda tanina. Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yehuda told them it's a brisa. Over uvivach shel yotzi yodo mitachas chafas chaluka. Not that he said in the name of Rav Shmuel, said in the name of brisa. See Rashi. We skip something here. Yeah, we skip with what's it called? Yeah, we skipped a little bit over here. With let's go back. Omer Lov, go back where it says you're allowed to wash your hands to give to a child. So we skipped the line. Omer Lov al Shamay Azokin Shlo Rotz Lahachu Biyodo Achas. Shamay Azokin wanted to be machmer and not even feed his child with one hand, to wash one hand to feed the child, let alone both hands. The Gozer Lov Lahachu B'shtei Yodayim. And they were gozer on him that he should wash both hands bedafka and feed his kid. My time or amrabai mishum shivsa. The reason is a sakana, and he had to feed his kid on Yom Kippur. And what's it called? And they made him wash both hands because other people would learn from him, and the kids would come lidei sakana. So therefore, what's it called? They made Shammai Azokein be a lesson to others that you're allowed to wash your hands to feed a child. The question is, how are you allowed to feed a child altogether? Anything you're not allowed to do, you're not allowed to give a child to do an isser. You don't have to stop him, maybe, but you're not allowed to be sofi le biyadai. So they say a few things. One is sakana for a child, not to eat. So it's mutter. Another pshat is that what's it called, the only kind of isser you can't give to a child is an isser where the isser is a cheftza, but not where the isser is man. You give a child to eat before kiddush. You give them to eat on Yom Kippur, because the food's not osir, the time is osir, and therefore it's not a problem. Okay, so Rashi says, Shalorot Salahachel Biyodo Achas, Afilu Yodo Achas Lo Yonot, unless he's passed with no cotton Yom Kippur. He wouldn't even wash one hand to feed his kid. He didn't feed his kid. And they made him wash both hands. Ve'eno Choshesh Mishum Rechitza, you were allowed to go into water up to your neck, and you're not afraid of considered washing, because not Latino. Linature Peru show you learn Pardesim, Beveranar. They had Pardesim in the other side of the river, and they had to cross the river to be able to get to their Pardes. Beitarbu Shemakfar. Lepirka show you Dorshim Yom Kippurim. They used to have a drush on Yom Kippur. Lossid Lavo, Lishana Cheris Loyavo. Next year they won't come. If you don't let them go home, they're stuck there. The next year they're going to say, last year I was stuck there, I'm not going this year. Hoevoi Tartim Lavra Samayim Lachzer. Ambro de Chatzdad, Mokom Ma'avr Hanar Mul Chatzdad was the place where you could cross the river opposite Chatzdad. Mitachas Chafas, Sfas Chaluko. Don't put your hand under the hem of your garment. Lahadbia Shule Chaluko Alzro. To pick up the hem and put it on your shoulder. De Eno Nira Kamalbush, Elekinosak said. Then it doesn't look like you're wearing it, then it looks like you're carrying it. V'omar Mar, Hayoshi Batalis Mikupelis Aksefa Bishabis Chayiv Chatas. That if you wear your talis around your shoulders, not the normal way of wearing, it's carry. And Shabbos Yechai V'chatos. Ki hai gavna, let me get it again, okay. where it says, Maskiflor of Yosef. So until then we said that you're allowed to go into water up until your neck on Yom Kippur, and we're not afraid that it's, we're not choshish for what's it called, for the fact that it's washing. So Yosef said, B'chol miki agav mishori, are you allowed during the week to go into water up to your neck? It's a sakana. V'oksi v'yomid elef ba'ama, v'yavireni b'mayim me'afasim, right? It says by Yecheskel, is Yecheskel? Yeah. That the Malach came and measured 1,000 amas. it was the brook that came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Nachal. So 1,000 amas away, it was still very shallow. And it was Me'afasim. Mikan Shemutar Lavar Ad Afasayim. You can go to your ankles. Then it went up to his, another 1,000 amas, it was already up to your knees. See, you're allowed to go through a water that goes up to your knees. Another 1,000 amas, went up to his thighs, waist. After that, it got so deep that you couldn't go, couldn't mean you weren't allowed to go into that water. Omer Abaya, what's it called? Therefore, you see that anything above your waist is a sakana, and you don't shouldn't go into water above your waist. Omer says, Omer Abaya, Shani Nachal de Revife Maya. Over there, that specific Nachal that came from the Kodesh HaKadoshim was a very, very, what's it called? It had a lot of currents. And therefore was dangerous. But a regular nachal not. Some learn it was only that one. And doesn't apply anywhere else. And others learn that wherever there are strong currents, it's a sakana. You can't go into the water past your waist. Which is, makes sense. Okay. Moses says, Yochel Yavirin B'sichui. Maybe you can swim in water like that with strong currents. Or in that specific nachal which had the strongest currents. Talmud Lomer, Ki go hamayim me'shicho. May me'shicho shiuta. You can't even swim. Not just walk, you can't swim either. She came calling the Shaita Saicha. Yochel Yavirenu Bebur Niktana. She go in a canoe in waters that have a, what's it called, a very strong current. Or again, or in that specific water alone. Tamad Lomer Bal Teilechbo. Right? Bal Toch Be Oni Shayit. Even what's it called, boats can't go there. Yochel Yavirenu Bebur Nigdola. Might think you go in a big boat, right? Obviously, it can't be every, what's it called, nachal that has currents, you can't go in a big boat either. Because that's, but it must be talking about places that are mamish sakana, where the currents are very, very big, and boats don't go there either. Talmud Lomar, the tzi adir lo yavrenu. But if it's talking about that one specific nachal, then it's a yotzim in a cloud. That nachal that will come from the Kodesh HaKadoshim is the currents are so strong, even big boats can't go there. My mashma, what do you see that means a big boat? Kin metargin Rav Yosef, lo tozel bay bisfinas tzayodin or burni rabsi, lo seguzeno. Can't go even in gigantic boats. Rashi, ki hai gavna, diktoni la'el at savar v'mayim, you're going to your neck in water, you may be drowned. The Malach showed Yecheskel the Nachal that emanated out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It started mamish like a little string. That's how wide it was. And then it got bigger and bigger. Every 1,000 amas away from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, outside Yerushalayim, lo haya amuk ele me'afosim. First Ramis went to his ankles, me'kar tzulim. Vayobed elef shnios ve'miko ad birkayim. The second 1,000 Ramis, it got as deep as your knees. Mikan ve'elech korli asher lo uchulavar. After it got past his waist, you can't go in there anymore. Alma asher lavar l'mala mimosnayim. Anything water more than waist deep, you're not allowed to walk through because it's dangerous. Shani Nachal Yotzim based Kodesh HaKadoshim. Rashi's mashma like those who shown him will learn. It's only that Nachal. Show you Meim of Rotzim. We have strong currents. Holchin Mayer v'Shotzim. B'Sichoi b'Shayit swimming. Talmud Lomer ki goa mai meshichu reuyos loshut. Even waters that you could swim in, you can't go in if the currents are strong. Okay. Amrav Yehuda ben Pazi af malach hamavis ein lo rishus lava besocho. The malach hamavis can't get into that water either. That comes from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Ksiv hocha bal telech bo onei shayit uksiv hocha mishot ba'aretz. The word shayit hints to the malach hamavis, because it says in Eov that the malach hamavis, the satan, came mishot ba'aretz. And the satan and the malach hamavis are the same person. The horror of the malach hamavis can't go there, then what's the danger? Vaisosh can be killed, not from the malach hamavis. Malach hamavis gets you, but you can be killed by other things. Omra Pinchas Mishum Rav Huna, Chipora, Mayan Hayotzin, Vesh Kod Shekadoshim, Betchila Doma Lekarni Chagovin, started out like the antlers of a grasshopper, the feelers. That's how thin it was. Kivin Shigila Pesach Heicho, Nasa Kechut Shol Shesi. When it got to the Heicho, it already was like a thread of Shesi, which is thinner than the thread of the Oreth. Kivin Shigila Ulam, Nasa Kechut Shol Oreth. Kivin Shigil Pesach Azora Nasa Kethi Pach Cotton. It's like the opening of a flask, a little thicker, wider. Behind the Snan, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer Mayim Nefachim Asidim Lios Yotzim Mitachas Miften Abayis Mikan Ve'elachayim Misgaber Va'ole Ad Shemagil Pesach Beis David. Okay, then the Gemara is going to go on tomorrow. We'll see it got bigger and deeper and deeper. And, okay,